Michelle Grattan. She's the chief political correspondent from The Conversation, professorial fellow too at Canberra University. Hello, Michelle.
Hi, Patricia.
You heard Julie Collins there. How significant is it that the Commonwealth is trying to take leadership on this huge issue now?
I think it is significant and obviously very much needed. One problem in this area that's been particularly concerning, I think, in recent times is the increase in homelessness of many older women, people who've had pretty stable situations for a long time and then find in their later years that they just can't keep up, they can't afford or get accommodation. And I think also one thing that's notable is that the housing crisis really has many aspects. It's obviously affordability, but in some cases and in the homeless cases, it's also often related to other things, to domestic violence, to the inadequacy of some people, especially women's superannuation. So it's a really difficult thing to tackle in an effective way.
Now, on another issue, China has accused Foreign Minister Penny Wong of finger-pointing after Australia joined Japan in criticising its military exercises in the Taiwan Strait. How significant could the fallout from this be and further damage our relationship with China?
I think hugely significant. We did see initially, of course, the Australian government emphasise de-escalation, really walk a very careful path in the remarks made about this unfolding situation in the last week or two, but it's stepped up its criticism of China. I think it's important now to see the Australian-China relationship really as a subset of the wider relationship between China and the West, and that has obviously pretty dramatically deteriorated. So while we saw some early signs that maybe the bilateral relationship might improve under the new government, now I think that that really becomes more difficult because of this broad situation. And it's just very uncertain how things are going to move into the future. And in terms of the bilateral relationship, of course, what we've seen are very mixed signals from China. At some points, they've seemed to be more conciliatory. We had those ministerial meetings resume, but then you get blasts of vitriol and very strong rhetoric from the Chinese. So we are in extremely uncertain times.
Yeah, we certainly are. It comes at the same time as obviously the Defence Review is looking at all of these issues, and we will get an announcement at some point, obviously, in relation to submarines. Interesting comments from the Defence Minister, who's actually acting Prime Minister now too, who has basically said the strategic need must take priority over calls for local construction when it comes to submarines. How key is that?
Submarines really have been an incredibly vexed issue over the years, not just in terms of what the judgment's been about Australia's needs, but also they've been used as a local electorate weapon, as it were. And so we've had the former government emphasising the build locally in South Australia as they look for seats in various elections. I think the wider situation, the strategic situation, does mean that we really need to be looking for the best defence solutions and not being over-concerned about the local build. Obviously, there are both factors involved, but the strategic situation is now, you would think, paramount, especially as we do have this capability gap while we wait for the nuclear-powered submarines.
Michelle, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Patricia.
Michelle Grattan, Chief Political Correspondent for The Conversation and a Professorial Fellow at Canberra University and our Monday regular.
ABCRN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.